There are people who are on a campaign, including Deputy Pringle, against this tax, and it costs more when people aren't complying. So you can't complain when it is costing more. One of the criticisms of the household charge was some people didn't know it was due and people weren't aware of it. So the government undertook a campaign to advertise the fact that this tax is due. And that's a costly affair. Anyone knowing that advertising newspapers and radio ads are expensive.
If the NTMA can recoup money it's spending on advertising and administration, can Donegal County Council do the same thing? Given that Donegal County Council is going to have its local government funding cut this year, the council is also investing quite a lot into promoting and pushing this household charge.
Well, I don't know, can they recoup it? But I mean, there's a cost to collecting money in any business. And this is a cost to the household charge. But if people complied and paid it, there wouldn't be a substantial cost. So, you know, Deputy Pringle saying that it's a terrible cost. You know, he's one of the reasons it's a cost, because the government have to chase people and have to advertise the fact that this tax is due. So, I mean, it's a totally erroneous argument he's using. And I just said it's just like the man who is in court for murdering his parents. And he's claiming leniency because now he's an orphan. You know, it's a ridiculous argument he's putting forward.
Do you believe the NTMA is giving us value for money?
Well, I haven't done an analysis of it, but they have a job to do.